This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Steve Inskeep is visiting our member station KWMU in St. Louis today. I'm Renee Montaigne. The Secretary General of the UN is in Washington, D.C. today, making the rounds on Capitol Hill. Ban Ki-moon wants to make sure the UN won't be a major victim of U.S. budget cuts. He's lobbying at a time when the UN is taking a more assertive role, both in Libya and the Ivory Coast. The Secretary General sat down with NPR's Michelle Kellerman to discuss all that.
This week, UN and French helicopters bombed weapons depots in Ivory Coast as a way to neutralize forces still loyal to Laurent Gbagbo, the man who lost last year's elections. But as I met with Ban Ki-moon in Washington last night, Gbagbo was still holed up in his presidential compound in Abidjan, and the UN Secretary General was sounding frustrated.
Why the ten million people of Côte d'Ivoire should suffer from insistence and persistence of this one man, who is sticking to power? It's not acceptable.
It was surprising to see UN and French helicopters really on the offensive in Ivory Coast this week. And I wonder if this signifies a new assertiveness by the United Nations.
We did exactly as mandated by the United Nations Security Council Resolution 1975. The United Nations headquarters were under constant threat and attack, and there were many civilian people were killed. That is why I have authorized to take necessary military measures in full support of French troops, Licorne.
A lot of analysts are sort of looking at the actions in Ivory Coast and comparing it to Libya, saying the UN seems to be emboldened to take stronger action now. Are there some similarities there?
It's not the matter whether the United Nations has been emboldened or not. We are doing our proper work mandated by the Security Council. At the same time, we have learned the great and very tragic lessons in the past. Look at the cases of Rwandan massacre and also massacre in Srebrenica. All these are very tragic lessons which we have learned. The leaders of the world have introduced and adopted a very important principle, that is responsibility to protect.
And Libya, he says, is the first sign that member states are taking that notion seriously, stepping in when a government fails to protect its own citizens. Secretary General Ban is here in Washington to meet with U.S. lawmakers, including U.N. skeptics, like the chairwoman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Ileana Ruslehtinen. The Florida Republican declined an interview request, but she's holding a hearing today and has been calling for cuts to U.S. payments to the United Nations as a way to force management reforms. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Susan Rice, told a House subcommittee hearing yesterday that the U.S. is pushing for reforms, and she defended the Obama administration's more friendly approach to the U.N.
As we well know, America's resources and influence are not limitless, and that's why the United Nations is so important to our national security. It allows us to share the costs and the burdens of tackling global problems rather than leaving those problems to fester or the world to look to America alone.
Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he's called on all his managers to trim budgets by 3%, and he's been promising other reforms. The UN, he says, counts on U.S. support.
United States is the largest financial contributor. Thus, we need such a strong support, political, financial, and all other developmental support.
He will also need the Obama administration's support to win another term as Secretary General, but he wouldn't say in our interview when he will formally announce his bid. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.